Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman, Senior Economist at ComSec, with a look at the week ahead here in Australia and overseas in terms of upcoming economic and financial market events. The week kicks off on Monday in Australia when the Bureau of Statistics issues preliminary retail trade figures. Economists expect that spending lifted by 0.5% in May, easing back from growth of above 1% in the previous 2 months. Victoria's lockdown started on the 27th of May, so we don't expect a big impact on this data point. But of course, spending will weaken in June on the back of Victoria's lockdown. We then get an update on Tuesday from ANZ and Roy Morgan on weekly consumer sentiment, and the Bureau of Statistics releases weekly payroll, jobs and wages data for the period through to June 5, 2021. Also on Tuesday, the New South Wales state budget is handed down. And on Wednesday, IHS Market provide preliminary purchasing manager indexes for June. Aussie manufacturing activity expanded at a record pace in May, and the services sector saw the sharpest increase in employment on record in May. Also on Wednesday, we get an update on preliminary international trade for May. Goods exports hit an historic high of $36 billion in April. At the same time, we then get an update from the government as far as the National Skills Commission's detailed skilled internet job vacancies report for May. Job ads increased by 1.9% in the preliminary reading in May to be at 12.5-year highs of 245,400 available positions. And then on Wednesday, we get an update from the Reserve Bank's Assistant Governor of Economics, Lucy Ellis. She fronts the lectern at 12:45 Australian Central Standard Time at the AI Group Business Lunch in Adelaide. And of course, any remarks about the labour market will take on added significance after the May labour force report showed the largest annual drop in unemployment in the 43-year history of the survey. On Thursday, the Bureau of Statistics releases the Australian National Accounts, Finance and Wealth publication for the March quarter. Aussie household wealth increased by $501 billion or 4.3% to a record $12,033 billion in the December quarter. And we saw net per capita household wealth hit an historic high of $467,709 at the end of 2020. On Thursday, the ABS's Business Conditions and Sentiment Survey will detail business revenue, investment and hiring plans in June. And we also get an update from the ABS with regard to detailed labour force statistics by industry. Overseas this week, it's very data light in terms of the Chinese economic calendar. On Monday, China's loan prime rates are released, and we expect no change in those loan prime rates. And of course, on Friday in China, we get an update on China's March quarter current account balance. On Monday in the United States, the Chicago Federal Reserve issues its National Activity Index for May. On Tuesday, sales of previously owned homes are estimated to have fallen for a fourth successive month in May, down by around 2.4% to an annual rate of 5.71 million, as a lack of inventory pushes up prices by the most on record restraining purchases. On Wednesday, preliminary June purchasing manager indexes are scheduled for developed economies, including the US, UK, Eurozone and Japan. Factory and services activity are rebounding as economies reopen and vaccination rates increase. Activity is expanding at a record pace in the US, fueled by policy stimulus. On Wednesday, higher US home prices and construction backlogs weighed on home prices in April, down by 5.9%, but a partial rebound of 2.2% is expected in May, with the annual rate of sales expected to increase from 863,000 to 882,000. On Thursday, the usual weekly data on claims for unemployment benefits or initial jobless claims are issued, with durable goods orders, wholesale inventories, the advanced goods trade balance, and the Kansas City Federal Reserve Manufacturing Index. In a busy day on Thursday, the key focus, however, will be on the third and final estimate of US economic growth for the March quarter. The US economy expanded at a 6.4% annualized rate in the second estimate of the first quarter as measured by GDP, fueled by government stimulus and reopening of the US economy. Also on Thursday, the US Federal Reserve is scheduled to release bank stress tests, which could move financial markets. And on Friday, economists expect measures of personal income and spending to be mixed in May, with income down 2.9% and spending up 0.3%. The core personal consumption expenditures index, PCE, lifted 0.7% in April, the most since October 2001, to be up 3.1% on a year ago. And the PCE deflated the US Federal Reserve's preferred inflation target, rose 3.6% in April from a year earlier. And that will be a focus of investors, given that the core PCE deflator really is a focal point as far as inflation in the United States is concerned. Have a great weekend. Thanks for your time.